Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. This week, it was finalized, that deal with U.S. Steel and Nippon, which was put on hold going back to last year. There are some concerns about it. Some people are happy that the deal has been done. And our next guest is going to talk with members of the United Steelworkers Union in Granite City this weekend. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski joins the show. Congresswoman, how are you?
I'm okay. It's great to be with you and Amy.
Well, it's good to have you. Could you just go ahead and give us your overall thoughts on this deal finally going through after so much back and forth over the last several months?
Yeah, I think that I don't know that I would say it's completely final. I think a lot of the details, we still have a lot of questions, and I have some very deep concerns that really haven't changed since the beginning of this negotiations with Nippon. My biggest concern, as you know, has always been Granite City Steel and making sure that we are seeing investments out of whoever, if it's U.S. Steel that continues to be the owner or if they have another owner, that there are continued investments in Granite City Steel. These steel workers built this community. They made this company profitable for generations. And I think this community is owed increased investment. What I understand from some of the preliminary details of this deal is that there's been a 2-year commitment to continue to keep Granite City Steel operational. Something that I had been advocating for, though, is increased specific financial investment. I'd like to see a new granulator put into Granite City Steel. That's about a $500 million investment. And when you talk about the fact that this deal is actually worth $14 billion, that's a drop in the bucket to keep this community in this steel processing plant continuing to operate. So I have very big concerns around the transparency, very big concerns around the fact that these workers, the United Steel workers that I'm joining tomorrow, are not at the table. And so I don't consider this deal done. I still consider this something that we need to be continuing to fight for.
Yeah, you talk about the money and some of the trickle down because Nippon has promised to invest $11 billion in U.S. Steel, but what we're not sure is if any of that money will reach Granite City. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have not seen Granite City be a part of those negotiations, but again, there are collective bargaining agreements between U.S. Steel and the United Steelworkers that make it mandatory that the steelworkers are actually at the table in these negotiations. And as I've worked very closely with the United Steelworkers, I know for a fact they're not at the table. There's a lack of transparency around the details of this deal. That's what we're asking for. Bring the workers that built this company to the table. Give them a voice that's a part of their agreement that they have with U.S. Steel. And let's continue to ask and fight for investment in Granite City. Again, a new granulator being put into Granite City Steel is just about a rough estimate of a $500 million investment. Nippon is talking about $14 billion of investment in the United States. So I think it's only fair that our community benefits from this deal.
Yeah, maybe my question's already answered, but it seems like in all the releases, the press releases or the announcements about the deal this week, they talk about Pennsylvania and they mention Michigan and they mention Indiana, but they don't talk about what's going on in Illinois. Is it because they don't have future plans for that area, or is it just an oversight?
Well, Chris, that's exactly my concern, is this lack of transparency about what is and isn't in this deal. And without seeing any specificity on investment in Granite City, I'm continuing to oppose it. Again, this has been a profitable company, made only more profitable by the fact that we've had Granite City Steel operating for generations. And I'm not asking for billions and billions of investment. While that would be great, having a new granulator built in Granite City would make sure that we have a future for Granite City Steel. And that's what I haven't seen in the details of whatever has been public. I don't think the details of this entire deal have really seen the light of day. And that's something that I think all of us deserve.
Yeah, and I know that there were some mixed feelings before when there was discussion about who would be buying Granite Steel, what was the future of U.S. Steel. And it didn't seem like Nippon buying it or not buying it, like it was a clear-cut case on either side. It seemed like in both cases there was a lack of transparency on the future of Granite City. There wasn't one deal that said, oh, well, this one is absolutely clear, it will be great for us. A lot of uncertainty, right?
There was a lot of uncertainty, although there were a lot of bidders. Cleveland-Cliffs was another bidder that has, I know for a fact, actually saw a future in the blast furnaces in Granite City. And so I think there could have been other potential buyers that saw a longer-term view of investment for Granite City and were more transparent and upfront about that. Nippon, unfortunately, was not one of them. And a lot of what this comes down to is profits. I mean, U.S. Steel trying to make the best deal that they can for their shareholders and their profits. And what I do not want, and I'm going to continue to fight and be talking about tomorrow, is that shouldn't be on the backs of the hardworking men and women of the United Steelworkers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you will be in Granite City tomorrow to meet with, union workers. So what are you expecting to happen?
Well, what I'm going to be meeting with is the president of U.S. Steelworkers Local 1899, who represent the vast majority of the workers at the Granite City Steel plant. And we're going to be talking about what we'd like to see in this final Nippon deal, advocating for bringing the United Steelworkers to the table. Again, this is something that is mandatory as a part of their collective bargaining agreement that they've had for generations with United Steelworkers. For President Trump and Nippon and basically big corporations to turn away the workers that deserve a seat at this table, we're going to be speaking out together against that tomorrow.
Also, and maybe I'm reading the deal wrong, but it seems like, I mean, is this essentially nationalization of the steel industry in the United States? Okay, so what are the concerns there?
Well, there are big concerns. That's a very good point. It's a consolidation of industries like steelmaking. This is happening, though, across the board in the United States, whether it's in meat processing and really any type of manufacturing industry, you're seeing a consolidation. And that is a very big concern around antitrust laws and antitrust violations. With more competition in the United States, that means lower prices for consumers. That means better deals and benefits for workers. So my bigger concern, too, and there will be, you know, a discussion, I'm sure, and has been as this potential deal has been reviewed, is does this violate any antitrust laws? Is this too much of a consolidation in one industry? And then again, this is a foreign country. Although Japan is an allied country with the United States, during a time when we're seeing President Trump talking about prioritizing American manufacturing, it's really rich that he's found it to be okay to see a Japanese company take over the majority of an American U.S. steel manufacturing business.
We're speaking with Representative Nikki Budzinski, and as we let you go, I did want to ask you about what we saw recently, a horrific act of political violence, a man shooting some top Minnesota legislators, killing one and her spouse, injuring another and his spouse. And as it turned out, your name was on that shooter's list of targets. How are you doing, and what is it like to see that act and then realize that your name was also on his list?
Yeah, we found out that our name on Sunday through Capitol Police was actually just among his notes. And so obviously it's very unsettling. But let me just say, first of all, it is completely tragic and heartbreaking what happened to Representative Hortman and her husband, Mark. And we are praying for the quick recovery of Senator Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who were also severely injured and are still recovering in the hospital. Look, Amy, I think we need more civility in this country. We need to take the pressure down. I oftentimes talk about, I think social media is a really negative, dark place that I think perpetuates a lot of misinformation and very dangerous language in this country. And we need to find the ability to come together, Democrats, Republicans. This isn't about partisanship. This is about, we all want what's best for our country. We want more civility and we want peace. And I think we all need to kind of take a very deep breath, say a prayer for these victims, and work toward our own individual responsibility and what we do to contribute potentially to this very dangerous and toxic environment, and lower the rhetoric. I think it's incredibly important we do that.
Nikki Budzinski, Congresswoman from the state of Illinois, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us, and we're sorry about all of that stuff. That's just, it's absolutely tragic, and nobody should have to deal with that. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Chris and Amy. Always good to be with you.
That is Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski from Illinois, District 13, with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.